Headquarters, Army of Northern Virginia, 7 miles south of Havre de Grace, Maryland, August 22, 1863. It was the noonday lull, the cool breezes of morning giving way to a still midday heat. General Robert E. Lee, commander, Army of Northern Virginia, rode in silence. The road before him was packed with troops, men marching at a vigorous pace. These men had marched over 100 miles in the past week and fought a brutal 3-day running battle in killing heat, and it showed. The usual banter of a victorious army on the march was gone. Exhaustion had overwhelmed exhilaration. He rode in silence, lost in thought. Walter Taylor, his aide-de-camp, the staff, even the Secretary of State, Judah Benjamin, sensing he wished to ride alone to think, trailed a respectful distance behind him. After the smashing defeat of Sickles, he expected Grant to wait, or perhaps even to start transferring his army by train and boat down to Washington, there to assume a defensive posture through the fall and winter. But to take an aggressive path, to cross the river and move south, perhaps straight at him? No, he had not expected that. Who was Grant? In that tight-knit cadre of old comrades from West Point, the old professional army of the frontier, of Mexico, or garrison duty in East Coast fortifications, Grant was one man he could not remember. He knew the man had served in Mexico and gained distinction there for personal bravery and leadership, but as an army commander? He had beaten Beauregard at Shiloh, captured an entire army at Fort Donelson and Vicksburg.